If I were to criticize the state of Saudi Arabia for executing homosexuals because they're homosexual and for no other crime, and not that that's a crime, just saying that, you know, without, not like a gay person who murdered somebody, they just killed them because they're gay, that was their reason, that wouldn't make me anti-Islamic. Even if it's claimed by Saudi Arabia that this is Islamic law or whatever to do what they're doing, that still wouldn't make me anti-Islamic. It would make me anti-killing people. It's not anti-Islamic because there are plenty of versions of Islam that don't advocate murdering anybody. Even the ones that don't agree with homosexuality still don't agree with killing people who are homosexual. That's Saudi Arabia. That's their Wahhabi sickening version of that. There are Christians that hate gays and there are Christians who don't care. Religion is as religion does. And you can point to the text and say, well, what it says here, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, in Christianity, it says we should have the divine right of kings. You know, Romans 13:1, go look it up. That the rulers, because they only had monarchies at the time, they didn't know anything else, were appointed by God and blah, blah, blah. Now, I wouldn't say that Christians today actually advocate having a monarchy or a king. I couldn't find one that believes that. They're usually die hard for the Republic patriots, you know, because religion is as religion does. They don't actually read or follow their texts, and when they do, they interpret it to mean what they want it to mean, not like what it literally says. What it literally says, if you were to follow all the laws in the Old Testament, you would definitely get arrested, you know? For example, animal sacrifice is illegal, which is, that's good, it ought to be, but there's plenty of animal sacrifice in the Bible. And read the whole book of Leviticus. It's totally insane. Now, you know, well, they would argue there's reforms and blah, blah, blah. There's endless rationalizations, and that's a good thing, because the further they get away from those books, the better, because the Quran and the Bible and the Torah and all those, you know, books written 1,000 years ago or several hundred years ago are pretty fucking crazy. But what you got to realize, you can't take the most extreme version, the most literal fundamentalist version of a religion, and apply that to all the tenets of that religious faith. Because the majority of Christian, Muslim, Jew, whatever, Buddhist, Hindu, so on, don't follow their texts like it's the letter of the law, Shylock style. They look at it as metaphors and things. And maybe it is maybe they really are metaphors. And maybe it never was supposed to be literally taken, you know, like by the letter. I personally look at them like fairy tales, but that's me. You know, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in people walking on water and stuff. Call me crazy. Yeah. But people should be allowed to criticize, radicalize Islam and radicalize Christianity also, without someone saying, oh, you hate all Muslims or you hate all Christians. Like, no, they're talking about a specific brand, which is very real. There are states like Saudi Arabia or Israel with, you know, Zionist Jews are fanatics and Wahhabi Muslims who are fanatics. You've got your evangelicals in the United States. I mean, there are some crazy religious tenets and they should be criticized, but don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And another note, you can criticize religion in general, just philosophically by saying, well, you know, I think all this supernatural stuff is hokum. That's fine. That's a different kind of criticism than when religion and state are one and you have laws that are there based on whoever's in charge's interpretation of their religion. It's dogmatic and it can't be challenged. It's very dangerous. And that's why we need the separation of church and state, and we need the separation of mosque and state too. I mean, all these Sunni fanatics, and these are not Sunnis, it's Sunni fanatics, are actually murdering people all over Syria, all over the Middle East, really. And it's got to stop. And they are giving Islam its bad name. Because it's not the Muslims in Indonesia, it's not Muslims in Canada, it's the Muslims who are Wahhabi fanatics driven by war. And that's the real enemy.